Begin the current daf. Masechet Zayim and Nefchah Beis. Begin on the Beis. Begin the Zayim Master. Begin towards the Gemara. Ilei Mishum the Makif Sulama the Tzur. If you think because it's surrounded by a rocky hill, the Gemara brother Rabbi Yechon holds that not chayav in Eretz Yisrael as Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara thinks originally that what do you mean? Because Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by rocky mountains on one side and a steep ditch on the other side. So as if the whole Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by machitzes, but it's also surrounded by rivers. Now, Tais bothered. So, if a much like Shuyim, Rabbi Yechonim Gufe, the Gemara, instead of asking from somewhere else, could have asked from Rabbi Yechonim himself that on his what he's saying over here. Because Amalel, he had previously mentioned, as the Gemara just brought it, Yushalayim, Il Molidil Zanil is Valaylev, not for the doors being closed at nighttime, Kerala Mishat Ram, you'd be logging for Yushat Rabbim, because the Rabbim is about Machitzis, and what do you mean? You see, obviously, Yushalayim, which in Eretz Yisrael, you could consider as Yushat Rabbim. It contradicts what he says over here. So it says, maybe that teaching was going to be Yehuda, who he rules like. The Islay, the Asrabim about Machitza, where he holds that the Rabbim come about Machitza, and therefore could be Rosh Hashanah. But Achalibi Rabbin, he's going to Rabbin, that they hold that Rabbim is not about Machitza, and therefore he says that, yeah, it's not possible to have Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. Next says, the Master begins with the Gemara, Dilma Mailis Amor this comment. Maybe you're saying about the inclines and the declines in Eretz Yisrael, which says, proves that there's a difference between Machitzas that are just natural or was man made. Because the Gemara is saying that this Rabbi Yechon said that in Eretz Yisrael there's no Rosh Hashanah, is in places that have very steep inclines where it's not so convenient to walk over them. Now, Tais says, now, this was specifically said in Eretz Yisrael. The first time in Samach, the Gemara shortly is going to say, Yeshua Ev Yisrael, how Yeshua was a lover of the Jewish people, and that's where he went and certain places he gave to the Rabbim, but certain places he gave to a Yach. And therefore, it's not going to have the halacha like Rosh Hashanah. B'chutzlar, it's chayav, but in Chutzlar, out of Eretz Yisrael, then it's going to be Shas Rabbim, even though it's very steep inclines, because Valiyu Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, we hold that the Rabbim is about Mechitzas, and therefore becomes Shas Rabbim. Avra Rabbanan, that's all according to Rabbi Yehuda, going to Rabbi Yehuda. Avra Rabbanan, Fel B'chutzla, it's Pata. Even Arabe Tzol, you're going to be Pata. Because they hold the last Rabbim about Mechitza. The Rabbim cannot come along and nullify the partitions. Now, on this place, it has to attain its wonder. Because the Rabbanan, so it should come out, Kaler Tzisrael, Tazer Shas HaYachid, all the Eretz should be a private domain, together, through the steep inclines, the rocky terrain on one side, and the steep declines of the river on the other side of the water. Now, a bubble now in the back of Lake Tigris, and then the bubble, which is also surrounded by the Tigris River, it should also be a Rosh Hashanah, because the Rabbim hold that the Rabbim, it's Rosh Hashanah because it's surrounded with this area, and the Rabbim is not about Mechitzas. An enclosed area that was that there's more than two saw that was not for residential purposes. Even though it's very large, if you throw inside that area, you're going to be liable because since biblically it's Rosh Hashanah, so you're going to be chayav for now. Says Taisus, the same thing is even for 1,000 kor. That if it's so big, it's still going to be biblical as Rosh Hashanah, which says the Mashiach. So what's the measurement to consider as Rosh Hashanah? Because we don't find that there's a limitation to how big Rosh Hashanah could be. It could be as big as it wants to be. If it's surrounded with walls, it's not Rosh Hashanah. But this is that's difficult. It's not logical to say that it's going to be Rosh Hashanah no matter how big it is. And that's what tells you similar to the case like this. The Mechitza Sheinos Uyibah the Adam, if the partition were not made by man-made, which is the case we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael and Mavel. That's not considered as a partition so much to be like a bona fide wall. And therefore, even the Rabbanim would agree, the Asur Rabbim about Mechitza, although they hold generally the Rabbim is not about Mechitza, but when it's not man-made walls, then the Rabbim would be about Mechitza, and therefore becomes like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael or Babel does not have, even according to Rabbanim, a halacha of Rosh Hashanah. The next the message begins with the Gemara Kakafna. Head, chazite l'reshach, I saw your head. Please explain, what does it mean, reshach? Because the Gemara says, Rav Dimi said Abaye, when Rabbi Yechon said this halacha, that you're not going to be chayav in Eretz Yisrael, Shas Rabin, which was ultimately interpreted regarding Maal Samardis, says, I saw your head over there. Now, what does that mean? It says, reshach, your head, doesn't mean your head, your physical head. It means your head, hainu rabba, that was rabba, who was shayu rabba shalabaye. It was the teacher of Abaya. And that's why the Kamei Reshach decrees, like we find the Gemara in Shabbos, your head is in cold water, and the head of your head is in hot water, which was referring to his teacher and his teacher's teacher, And therefore, we see that Reishof doesn't have to mean literally Yehevik, it means your leader, your teacher. Now, and Tosfos proves this because it says the Matzina Shalach Rabba there to Shalom Tar Levnei Rabbi Yechon. This was referring to that I saw your head when Rabbi Yechon was saying this Shalach. It was Rabba, the teacher of Abaya, who went to Etzol Tar Levnei Rabbi Yechon. The same prediction that didn't exist. The Gemara says in Ksuba Tefkar Fiyadav now because it comes from Abaya by himself actually learned Matzina Shalach Lomad Tar Shem. We don't find that he went to learn Torah over there. And more of what Eitz says actually Ra Abaya Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi actually never saw Rabbi Yechon. Of a Rabba Tamid Rabbi Yechon, and therefore makes sense to say that Reishach was actually his Rabbi. Tanakh says the begins with the Gemara Telem Eslak B'chulu, a mound that gathers, etc. Tanakh explains that the question is not like Rabbi Yechonon. The Gemara was saying, Ra'achav had asked the question from Rava, that if you have a mound that's 10 tefachim high, and it gathers that height in a distance of 4 amas, but the Rabbim is breaking by, it's going to have a locha like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or not. That was the question. So he says that this question of Ra'achav, obviously, Lahabishmile Hodam Rabbi Yechonon, obviously, did not hear this teaching from Rabbi Yechonon. That miles umaydus of Eretz Yisrael b'chul, around the inclines and declines in Eretz Yisrael, that you're not going to chay for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because it's not smooth like it was in the Midbar. B'chutz la'aretz chayavim, but b'chutz la'aretz one would be chay for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even when it's inclines, at least in your midas, even though it's not convenient to use, as the Gemara says in the sugya, that it's only based on how Yeshua divided Eretz Yisrael, that he gave those to Yechidim because it wasn't convenient to use. B'chutz la'aretz it would be like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So obviously. He didn't hear Rabbi Yechonon's question because obviously, then from Rabbi Yechonon's halacha, he would know that it is like Rosh Hashanah. Tanakh says the Mezda begins with Gemara Mani. Who is this? Ilim Rabban. Everything is like Rabbanon, which according to Rabbanon, it's not obvious from the case of Pasad Berais that Rosh Hashanah Yachid that the Rabbim passed through is going to be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to even be able to carry over there. Because the Gemara asked from the Berais that said that if you have a chutzah that the Rabbim going from one side and they come out the other side. It's going to be a locha like Rosh Hashanah Yachid B'Shabbos. And we're asked, according to Rabbanan, there wouldn't be any chiddush in that. Because we're going to learn to us in the Mishnah that the Derech HaRabim that's between the boards, even though it's easy to use it, it's not like Rosh Hashanah HaRabim, and it's not Mevat Mechit to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So if so, obviously, when you're going through the entryway or the breaches of the Chatzah, where it's not so easy to utilize that area, obviously it's going to be like Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Which Tessa asks, Tessa has to take a second look. It says, wait, Lemi, you should say, La'im Rabbanan. Truthfully, it is Rabban. But Kamash wants to come to teach us. That's the Latalto Shari. They're saying that even to carry in the ear, to permit carrying, is going to be permitted. Because in the Passover Islam, in the law of Mishnah, we don't learn about this. Because the Golem Hikil, that was a lean zone regarding for those who were making the pilgrimages. But for a regular situation, how would we know that? That's totally right. Mishlima, you could say that Diva Kamashavi. You're right that we could have said that difference. But the Gemara gives a different answer, a better answer. That the Chiddush Braisa is regarding the other halacha, regarding Tumah, that is like Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. You're right, this also could have been an answer. Tanakh says the Masa begins with Gemara, I love rather, isn't it, that Rabbi Huda, that it's going like Rabbi Huda. Shteis proves they were talking about that the courtyard was open on all four sides. Because the Gemara proved that obviously the Braisa that has this case of the Chatzah that the people walk through, it's going to have halacha like Rosh Hashanah Yachid B'Shabbos, obviously going like Rabbi Huda. And therefore, as the Gemara wanted to say, obviously Rabbi Huda holds that the Derech HaRabim, even though it's not convenient to use, that it's going to be similar, like, which is the case we're talking about here, the breach of the Chatzar, that over there, that's where he agrees, oh, not like Rabbi said, it's not Mevat Mechitza, it's going to be like Rosh Hashanah, which that was the question on Rabbi. But Tosfos adds, but Tim says, Tosfos says, V'lukmo k'gon sheyeshtei mechitzas gemuras. What do you mean? Why can't we say, yeah, the Brice like a Behuda. Even so, you cannot prove from there that you would not say that the Rama is not Mevat Mechitzas. Because we could say that's talking about Kugoyin Chiyashtei Mechitz Gemurus. We're talking about that there's two full-fledged walls on either side. The Bahi Vadim Adrabi Huda, where they Rabbi Huda agrees that the Rama is not Mevat Mechitzas, as we know from his other halacha. And that's why Mechatz can have a halacha like Rosh Hashanah Yechad regarding Shabbat, according to Behuda, so there wouldn't be Dibugon Rava. And that's a Tibi, somebody can say, no, Dal Karcha, Bishan Nivet, Medal Shabbat. You have to say that it's breached on all four sides. Because the even different the Sabbath Bezruch has ever breached on two sides. My ear delay Nichadash Mishnah. Why do you have to say it's not convenient to use? Well, Nichadash Mishnah, even if it was convenient to use, even there would hold that the Ram is not Mevat Mechitza. And the Braisa should have told her that the Ram is not Mevat Mechitza because there would be no Chiddush and that it's not Mevat Mechitza. This, as the Gemara says, the Parak Rabban, as the Gemara asks the same question according to Rabban, that you can't say that the Braisa is like Rabban because according to Rabban, there's no Chiddush in the way the Braisa is saying the case. Which is when it's not convenient to use, whether they're abundant in the Mishnah, even when it is convenient to use, not Mevat Mechitzasa. So Taisa says, then you could ask the same question according to Behuda. So obviously Taisa says that that's how we know that the Bryce is talking about with the breach on all four sides, and therefore, if we'd have to say like the Allah, like the Bryce like Behuda, that would be the chiddush of that, and therefore that's how we see that's obviously not like Rabba, because you don't have the two mechitzas to give that answer that they would agree that it would not be mabat mechitzas because you have two walls, you don't need more than two. Let's bring a raya. If we have an alleyway that opens up into a pit, Chase explains that this halacha, what it is and what's the chiddush in it. Because the Gemara brought the Mishnah in Tyrus that says, if you have an alleyway that opens up into pits, which even though it's not convenient, but since one end is opened up into a pit or a ditch or a cave, it's going to have halacha as Rosh Hashanah Yochid for Shabbos. Now, Tosfos explains, but Masechtas Tyrus, Gersin and Begisis, there's a gears over there that says that it opens up into the wine press. There's another one of the cases. So Tosfos says, V'ayinu b'yush tachas hagisis, that refers to the pit that's beneath the press. And that you find wine over there, that's what we're saying, that's the case where the path opens up into those wine presses. Which again, that's essentially the same case as we're saying here with the buyers. Now, then Taisa continues, says, Pirsha Benachan explains, in general, explained this halacha. Where the pit is, we're talking about that the alleyway ends in a pit, but the pit is away from the wall, three tvachim on each side. And people walk through on either side of that pit. Now, the Chiddush is telling us, even so, even though people walk on the sides of the pit, between the wall and the pit, that's still going to be considered as closing it off, and therefore it's a mavi sasim, and therefore it's going to be like Rosh Hashanah of the Shabbos. It's not nullifying that wall of the pit. Now, Taisa points, it has to be like you just described, because the ibar, hoylech, mekreis, because everything goes from wall to wall. Pshita Rosh Hashanah, obviously means Rosh Hashanah, because it takes up the whole area. People can't even walk through. Now, and then Taisa addresses, and why we actually say a case of a pit, but lenokad mechitim of legis gimel like, why don't we say it's simple that we're talking about not a pit, but a wall? That wall is distant from the wall of the alleyway by three tvachim, and that's a narrow place where they can go, and it's simply there's a wall taking it up. Why do you need a pit? So Stacy says, no, there's an added chiddush I'm saying in the case of the pit. Which is, even though the people that are walking there, not only do they walk on the side of the pit, they actually even walk in the pit itself. Even so, that's not considered as something that's a Rosh Hashanah. It would still be considered closing up the area, and therefore it's still be considered as Rosh Hashanah Yochid for Shabbos. Ketanik says the Master says begins with Zigmar Beizehu Shvile Beis Gilgal B'chulu. What's considered the paths of Beis Gilgal? Chase explains, you have to say that the paths of Beis Gilgal are not convenient to utilize. What's called Leinichet Dash Mishteh. Because Zigmar had proved in the Mishnah that Shvile Beis Gilgal is Rosh Hashanah Yochid for Shabbos. So the Beir Bion explained that it's a very narrow area where a slave cannot carry a saw of wheat and run over it. Sounds like that. Even if it's not convenient for the rabbin to use that area, it's still not going to nullify the mechitzas. It's going to be Rosh Hashanah Yochid, not like Rabbi had explained to Rabbi Yehuda, that even when the people are walking through where it's not convenient, it's still about mechitzas. But Taisa asks, what time are we going to say? Taisa had to take a second look. He says, what do you mean? Obviously, Shvila basically going to slack Masamatech Arba. Obviously, we're talking about there's such a steep, difficult place to walk, you can't run up, that it gathered tide of 10 tvachim within 4 hours. Because you're saying it's Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos, obviously has those dimensions. If that's the case, why do you need to bring the teaching of Gani at all? That explains it's very narrow and very hard to utilize, and the slave can't run without thing on his back. What do you mean? Very simple. Since it has the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so obviously it has a lot like Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and the Rav is not about Mechitzas. So obviously, it's not like the way Rav had explained to Rabbi Yehuda that you're always going to say that the Rav is about Mechitzasa. So why did the Gemara need the teaching of Rabbi Yana? Now, Vaikash, this is a second question that's going to answer both one answer. He says another difficulty is the Ma'ilam Mishai. Why did the Gemara answer? What do you mean? Forget about it. You're right. There's no Chiddush Mishai Sayachad L'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Tumah Tzuchalei. The necessity was to tell you that Rosh Hashanah Tumah, because there's no seclusion over there, even though it's difficult to walk over there. K'dimashanilei, like the Gemara had answered previously regarding a different question. So therefore, why do you have to say that you had a question that, oh, what do you mean? If the Mishnah is like Rabbanon, so what if a Chiddush is over here? Obviously, You know that from the Lach of the Mishnah, where the Rabbanah hold, that even where it's Kabina to the Lazaram is not Mechitza. What do you mean? The Gemara could have answered the same thing it said by a different question, which Rabbanah, that regarding when the Siddur Mois voice from a Falash Labiris. So, why do you have to say there's a Chiddush over here in the Halach of Rosh Hashanah on the Shabbos? And then it says, what you could say is the Mishamachi Maisim Diran, that's why it brings the Halach of Biyan. It sounds like the primary chiddush is Shuhurish Shusir Shabbos. It sounds like that the primary chiddush is at Shusir Shabbos, and we're not coming to tell you that. Answer the second question. I'm not going to tell you the chiddush din of Rosh Hashanah L'tumah. And Tosfos proves this. He says because Medelayim mean for the fact that we don't say after the Ainav Yochel Arutz B'chol, even if this slave cannot run, etc. After Lach of Rosh Hashanah, even though it's still going to be Rosh Hashanah, if that was the primary chiddush, the Gemara should have added that on. Obviously, from the fact that we didn't say that, because that's not the primary chiddush. The primary chiddush is that it's Rosh Hashanah for the laws of Shabbos, and therefore that was the question that we asked. Now, and we know that from Rabbi Yonah's teaching. Now, so that answers both questions. Now, the Imtah, we begin to say, but why do you need this to say that the slave can't run? I feel the Yochel, even if it could. Now, my Rosh Hashanah still give me a private domain. Since it gathered the height of 10 tefachim within 4 hours. It says what you could say is the Vinish Lehe Nichad Ashmish. No, we need it to be that it's not convenient to utilize your Kabyani at all. Shlehe also came Madriga that it shouldn't be like a step that the Lehe Tahav Machitin addresses. Because that we don't want it to be like a partition that gets stepped on. Dom Perakal Kakas, that the Gemara says leaving up Pritesima base, we'll have Machitsasa that that's not going to be considered as a Machitza. And it's as if that the lower Machitza is, we're going to say that since people step on it, it's not going to be considered as a Machitza. And therefore, that's why we needed to say that Ein Ebed Yachal Oretz, that's what's going to make it Rosh Hashanah, because actually, based on the dimensions, we actually could say that that still would not be sufficient to be considered as Rosh Hashanah, because it's a mechitza that addresses that gets stepped on, like a madriga, like steps. Yeshua Ebi Yisrael Ha, Yeshua is a lover of the Jewish people. Shai explains that the road that is easy to use, that Yeshua Benun gave to the rabbi. Because the Gemara says, you can't prove anything from the mission of the Shvil and of Beis Gilgal, because the Yehuda would agree that when it's not convenient to utilize, it's not about mechitzas, because Yeshua gave those areas to an individual. And therefore, it's going to make sure Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah explains, Davka Shvil and Beis Gilgal. Now, that's specifically the paths of Beis Gilgal, like Nichlesh Mishnah Club, it's not coming to utilize at all. Can the Farsha Ben, like Rabbi Yonah explained, Shein Eved Yochel Aretz, where the slave can't run. The Mavim, the foolish Abayis, but let's say you have the other case we mentioned, the Gemara, an alleyway that ends in the pit. All the Chatzah Rabbi Nichlesh Lamazul, yes, Mazul, if you have a courtyard that they enter one side, they go out the other side. Haver Shasaram, the Rabbi Huda, that's considered Shasaram to Yehuda, Avagab, the Havashal Yachid. Even though it's owned by an individual, that's still, according to Rabbi Huda, is going to be considered as Rosh Hashanah. And the reason that is, because since it's convenient to utilize that area, so then the Ram is going to be vatal the Mechitzasas, the role of Mechitzas Ram, and it, therefore it's fit to give it over to the Ram, have Rosh Ram, the Rabbi Huda, I'll give a case Ram, therefore it's going to be considered Rosh Ram, if the public breaks through that area, through that, it's going to be considered as Rosh Ram, because that's about Mechitzas, and becomes according to Bidu Rosh Ram. This says, that's why the Gemara and this answer didn't say Ella only. Which that would have sounded like, okay, we're retracting what it's about. But until now, no, because the Mashmah sounds like the Tzarcha Danglish Noidelel. We actually still need to come on to the previous Gemara where it answered regarding the question from the Mishnah of Mavoyz Mephalashim, which says that Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara answered, oh, that the Mishnah is like Drabbanim, according to Behuda, we'd have a local like Rosh Hashanah. Since these paths are Mephalash Yeshua gave to the Rabbim, is because it's convenient to utilize, which again, therefore, is not similar to the case of the Shvila Beis Gilgal. To next says Matzah begins with the word the Gemara Chagura belt, which Tess explains what does this mean, that Rebbe Mabava said that actually the only one that is going to work for Pasibra is Be'er Ram. Everything else needs to make a Chagura. Tess explains, Pirish, what that means to say is Mechitza, it means a partition, which Rashi says it means like you take three belts, you make it love it one with the other. Tess says that actually means a Mechitza, which you have to make a full-fledged wall for those other ones. In those cases, they don't have the Heter of Pasibra.